And now, it's time to play everybody's favorite game show, How Well Do You Know This City? Maybe you know it well, maybe you don't. And now, here is your host, five-time Marconi-nominated radio personality, Joyce Duncan.
All right, hey, Mr. Duncan.
To host a game show, and they say my name wrong.
Yup.
By the way, we nominated five or six times.
Six times. That's what I say.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Well, here
Bible.
We go. How well do you know this city? And thanks to our friends at D Magazine, they put out 101 things about the city of Dallas. Fort Worth, you'll get your day. We'll play this another day about Fort Worth or maybe Denton, maybe Craig's hometown of Amarillo. But today we focus on Dallas, and they came up with some really good stuff. A lot of this I did not know. Maybe you guys do. We're going to find out how well you know your city of Dallas. Now, we'll alternate. You'll have a turn. If you get it wrong, the other person can steal. And if you're stuck, you can use a lifeline. We have mystery lifelines who are waiting online now to help you out. You both get to use two. We good?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. And by the way, in this 101 question of this quiz that D Magazine put out on sports.
We're going to do 101 questions?
No. We're doing, we may get to seven or nine, some odd number. But it's on sports, food, culture, politics. The ticket did make it. Question number seven on their quiz was, who spoke the first words on the first broadcast of 1310 The Ticket?
Skip Bayless.
A, Mike Reiner, B, Greg Williams, C, Jeff Catlin, or D, Skip Bayless. And Skip Bayless is the correct answer.
So I get a point for that.
No, you don't. That was a sample question. But you do go first, Gordo.
Thank
and
you
your first
that.
Question is,
yeah.
Who was the first Dallas Cowboy?
Of all time?
Mm-hmm. Who was the first Dallas Cowboy?
Player, right?
Yes.
I'm going to guess Bob Lilly, Don Meredith? Chris?
Which one?
Let's go with Bob Lilly.
That is incorrect. Junior, would you like to steal?
I have no idea.
The first Dallas Cowboy.
Meaning the first player when they were an expansion team that they signed?
I would say that's the best description, yes.
That's unfair. He's asking more questions and getting more information.
You could have done the same. I would have done it for you.
I don't know, but I do know that their first quarterback was Eddie LeBaron, so that will be my answer.
That was my guess, too, when I took this quiz. The correct answer is Don Meredith, who signed out of SMU.
Damn it! I had the answer!
1959, he signed a personal services contract to Clint Murchison.
I should get credit for that.
I said which one? You said Bob Lilly, Don Meredith.
I said Bob Lilly is the one I'm not going with.
No, you had your chance. You blew it.
Well, wait a minute. I don't get this. So he signed a contract.
Yes.
Coming out of college or while still at SMU?
All of it.
When he came out of SMU in 1959.
A personal services contract.
Yeah.
But
they didn't have a draft yet or anything, but technically he is the first Dallas Cowboy. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
That's great trivia.
Yeah. Okay, Junior, it's your turn now.
I'll use a lifeline. Oh, wait, we got to hear it first.
What word for a film genre is misspelled on the mural inside the Granada Theater?
Do you know your Granada misspelling trivia?
I've been to the Granada many times, but it's been a while. I do not know my misspelling trivia at the Granada. I have no idea, so let me use a lifeline, George.
Okay, let's find out who's on the line as a mystery lifeliner. Identify yourself, sir.
Robert Wolonski.
Wow!
Yes!
Wow! Boy, you're in good shape
here. Boy, Robert knows more about our fair city than anybody, so
noted
I think I'm
Dallas
in good shape.
Noted historian here. Robert Wolonski.
Wolonski thinks this game show's terrible.
He probably does, but he probably knows the answer to this. What film genre is misspelled inside the Granada Theater?
You know, that's a really good question.
Uh-oh.
The Granada hasn't been a movie theater in forever, so I really haven't thought about it that long. Comedy.
No, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
I thought he's got to agree with him or disagree with him. Is that right?
Oh, you just left it up to Robert, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who wants to be a millionaire? They have to they have to vet their
mystery
person or their lifeline's answer.
Would you have vetted that?
I would not have agreed with that. That was clearly wrong to me.
That's tough.
I would not have either. I would absolutely not have agreed with it.
Gordo, would you like a chance to steal?
Yes. I'm going to say it is science fiction.
That is incorrect. The answer is documentary. It is spelled E-R-Y inside the Granada.
Mm.
Did you know that, Robert?
I do now. No. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
You know, it could have been about something, actually about the city. I might have known it, but...
Ooh, he's criticizing your game show, George. You're not going to take
Granada's
that.
Granada's actually inside the city. Okay.
Don't
thanks,
take
Robert.
That from him.
Thanks for playing.
I'm sorry. That's it.
There goes Robert. Cut off by Norm.
I'm up on it.
Okay, Gordo, prior to being named 7-Eleven,
uh-huh.
This small chain of 60 ice stores was known as A, Dallas Ice and Sundry, B, Corner Goods, C, Totem Store, or D, A&B Supplies.
Could you use those answers in a sentence, please? Could you spell the question?
No.
Well, give me the answers again. What was the first one? A and
A
Dallas
is Dallas Ice and Sundry.
Dallas Ice and Sundry. That's it.
That is incorrect.
I'm saying that's it for the ones that
Junior,
I'm not
would you like
get.
To steal?
No.
Your choices are Dallas Ice and Sundry, Corner Goods, Totem Store, or A and B Supplies.
Goods. Go with Corner.
Do I have to steal?
Well, if you want to win the game,
go with Corner.
I guess we could just go to test pattern.
Hmm. What was C?
Totem Store.
What was B?
Corner Goods.
Go with Corner Goods.
I'm going to go with
first
D.
One. I still think it's the first one.
You say D, A, and B Supplies?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Totem Stores was the answer. Hmm. Small corner places where one could pick up a few supplies and a block of ice wrapped in paper.
So that was the nickname they were called Totem Stores, or that was the name on the front of the store?
That was the name on the front of the store.
Okay.
Until it later became 7-Eleven.
I protest.
Okay. Me too.
Junior. The first Neiman Marcus suburban store opened in 1951.
Ah, yes.
It was intended to be a town and country store focused on mom and kids with a basement playground complete with a bottomless orangeade dispenser. Where was it located? The first Neiman Marcus suburban store in 1951.
What are my choices?
You don't have them. You just
damn it. He got choices. How come he gets choices?
Guess some, corner store.
Some are multiple choice, some are not.
Okay, Totem.
Eddie LeBaron.
Personal services contract.
I thought it'd be a good idea to play. Apparently not. Apparently it's just not a
where,
good idea.
So where was it located?
Yes.
So it could be anywhere in the country.
It's suburban, he said. Mm-hmm. Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
Suburban.
Below
but
urban.
But keep in mind it's 1951, so
right.
Frisco really wasn't a suburb then. It's probably...
I'm going to guess where the current North Park Mall stands
mm-hmm.
today now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that is incorrect. Would you like to try to steal?
Yes, I would, George.
Okay.
I'm going with Eddie LeBaron.
Are you going to play? Or are you just going to take
well,
a knee
that was
on
my
every
guess.
Flip
I'm
and
not
play.
Taking a knee.
He's not playing
Eddie
right.
Eddie LeBaron Where's never took a knee.
Where's the location?
Eddie LeBaron probably did take a knee several times.
Okay. And it's got to be in Dallas,
yep.
around Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say... Richardson.
A little more specific?
Richardson, Texas.
That is incorrect. The original suburban location of Neiman Marcus was Preston Road across from what is now Preston Center.
That's basically what I said.
No, it's really not. It's really not. All right, Gordo.
Uh-huh.
Who was the first mayor of Dallas?
Eddie LeBaron.
I'm going to give you choices.
Okay. Wait, how come he always gets choices?
Because he loves me.
He doesn't always get them. Some are multiple
choices.
What's
going on here? I don't get it.
He's getting
it's
choices.
Like Kierkegaard, you know, jumping through a window.
What am I, Nietzsche? You know,
who was the first mayor
the power over
of
here?
Dallas?
Like,
A, J.J. Good. B, George W. Glass.
That's C, right. Thank you.
William Lewis Cabell. Or D, Samuel B. Pryor.
Speaking of George W.'s, we have George W. Bush on the show tomorrow at this time, so P1s tune in.
Yes, to talk about this answer that I'm about to give. I want to go with that Cabell, but I think he wasn't a mayor until in the 20s for some reason.
Okay. So who would you like to
go with? We are in the 20s right now.
That's right. I'm still going to guess him.
Cabell?
Yeah, I think he owned A&P stores as well.
That is incorrect, sir.
Or Junior stands or something.
Is it Good, Glass, Cabell, or Pryor, the first mayor of Dallas?
Well, I'm not guessing Cabell because you just said that was incorrect.
Good one.
Go with Corner Store.
Good, Glass, and what was the third?
Pryor.
Ooh.
You could use a lifeline.
Dang it, I forgot we had lifelines.
I'm going to go with Good.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Pryor. Samuel B. Pryor.
Told you.
Was the first mayor of Dallas.
Told you it was Pryor.
All right. At Christmas time.
I'm winning, right?
No one has scored a point.
Oh.
At Christmas time, the Galleria.
Yep.
It's my question.
Is home to the world's tallest indoor Christmas tree.
True.
How tall?
Gordon. True.
Jeez, oh, Pete. How tall is the star on top?
And my choices are?
You got to tell me.
It's unbelievable.
You've had a chance to steal two multiple choice questions. You didn't get them anyway.
You're giving him the answer. I got to take a wild guess.
That's just the way it falls.
How tall is the star?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. 1,000,000 feet. Okay, you know
what? A give up.
Let me use a lifeline then. Okay. That's not a give up.
Okay. Use a lifeline.
That is a give up.
Let's find out who we got on the line on the lifeline. Identify yourself, sir. Gosh.
Good morning. It's Fox 4's Mike Ducey, I think.
Well, surely Ducey has seen the Christmas tree.
He's not had any clue whatsoever.
Much less confident right now.
Mike, how tall
is our idiot in residence?
How tall is the star on top of the Christmas tree?
I'm not sure, Gordon, after hearing this game show, that either of you guys should be calling anybody an idiot at this point.
Yeah, no kidding.
Point taken.
It's, Bob Lilly. That's my final answer.
Okay. Now he's not playing right.
It's funny.
Is that your final answer?
I read about this last year during Christmas time, so it's funny that I would know this, but it's 87.5 feet. That's how tall that tree is. So that star.
You know what? Because he's
bluffing. But we got to know how tall.
7.5 feet above the ice. There you go.
I'm going to go with that answer because he sounds sure of himself.
But the question is, how tall is the star?
It's how tall is the star that's on top of the tree?
Oh, how
don't let them shout you down,
Ducey.
Mike.
You're a moron too. How tall is the
star? Don't yell at our guest.
Wow.
Ducey's suffering from a bucket of diarrhea.
You're the rudest game show host in the history of a game show.
I'm the rude one. That's
Jerry
hilarious.
Lewis at the end of the time.
That's funny.
It's funny because I read about this, too. The star is actually
same bluff.
4.75 feet high.
Okay. You want to go with that,
Craig?
Sure. Why not? What do I have to lose?
Well, the game show.
And the question, that is incorrect. It's 10 feet tall.
Mike?
Right.
I thought you read about
he's suffering this morning. He's suffering.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, let's see if we can get 1 point on the board here by somebody. There's no way you'll get that one. Let's skip to this one.
You're skipping
this
over?
This is a good one.
Okay.
This is a good one, Gordo. Highland Park High School's Tom Faulkner.
Ah, yes.
Played in popular Dallas bands such as the Oracle and the Coconuts and Flyer in the 1970s and 80s.
Absolutely.
Which two advertising theme songs, jingles, is he famous for and writing them working at the Richards Group?
George, I would like to use one of my lifelines.
Okay. Another lifeline. Let's get him on the air, Jerry. Who do we got? Please, sir, identify yourself as a lifeline to Gordo.
Hi, boys.
Oh, my God.
We got something now. We got the old gray wolf as a lifeline.
Oh, my God.
Go around the horn.
All right. This is right up Ryan's alley. You know Tom Faulkner.
Oh, yes.
He wrote two famous songs or jingles for the Richards Group.
What I know is you're doing a really bad job of keeping control of this game.
I know. That's not my fault. That's on them.
You're going to take that, George?
No,
come
he's
on.
Right. That just that reflects on you, not me. You know right. the do you know the two jingles?
Who am I talking to?
The two jingles. We'll say oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven and Mrs. Baird's bread.
Yeah, he has no idea. He has no idea.
You have any idea? You want to go with that?
This is the worst lifeline ever.
What about Ball West Wayford?
No. I'm going to guess the Dallas Times Herald Classified song.
Mm-hmm. You're just ignoring Mike's suggestions?
Yeah, am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to sure, discard yeah, my lifeline to. Suggestions?
You
I am.
I thought if you went with the lifeline, you had to go with it.
Yeah, I think Rhines is right. I think I either have to agree or disagree with him. And I'm going to disagree.
No.
That's the way it works.
That's not going.
That's the way it works.
My answer okay. is your answer.
You guys are incorrect.
That, no.
You guys are incorrect. Junior, you want to
say my answer is your answer.
What's your guess, Junior?
I'm going to say West Wayford.
And if he and if Junior gets it wrong, I get the point, right?
No.
267-8433.
Okay.
And then the next best thing to do is Dalworth Clean.
I disagree.
That is incorrect. It's Motel
yes!
6 violin
yes!
and guitar. The we'll leave the light on for you in yes! Chili's. I want my baby back ribs.
All right.
Oh,
yes.
That's a good one.
Why are you
disagreeing? Because I disagreed with you. Therefore, I get the point.
You got it wrong.
No, I didn't get it wrong. I disagree okay. with my lifeline and you.
Okay, we're back to Junior. Thanks, Rhines, for
Thanks,
waking
Mike.
Up.
Thanks, Mike.
Being
a lifeline.
See you later.
Okay,
right.
This
my
is a chance because we're late
my voice,
here.
My voice.
Junior gets a chance for the win.
We can continue this next if you want to.
Here we go.
You want to get? No, this is going so well.
We've already,
we need to wrap
we've
up
already teased a major guest coming up.
All right. Yeah. Maybe he wants to play.
Junior, what is Dallas's oldest food chain? Is it A, you're getting choices
all
here
right.
so it'll make you happy, A, Pizza Hut, B, Bob's Steak and Chop House, C, El Phoenix, or D, Campese's?
I am going to go with El Phoenix because coming to work every day when we used to go into work, I would pass by that El Phoenix on Woodall Rogers, and I swear it said something like established 1917 or something crazy old. So I'm going with El Phoenix.
Just because we're out of time, you want to check and see who your lifeline is just to confer with him?
Okay.
He's already used lifelines.
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I get to use my lifeline.
You're not going to get another question because we're out of time.
Only if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
only if
well,
I'm
let,
wrong.
Let him get it wrong, and then I'll go to my lifeline.
I think I'm right.
Let's see if he's right. Junior Miller with the win. Elf.
Okay, then
yes.
I go to my lifeline. Then I go to my lifeline.
Junior
yes.
wins a pitcher's duel.
No.
1-0.
I go to my lifeline.
And a game that will never be heard again.
I had a point
I thought
before.
It was a good idea. But you, Mother Hubbard,
I
had
am the
no
champion.
Interest in playing.
No, you're not.
I am the champion.
I won. I legitimately won.
Gordo, you
okay,
are the
I'm storming the mothership.
Over.
I'm storming the mothership.
You're in your familiar spot
We're
of
done.
Runner
up.
Introduce yourself.
You're the eternal second.
Die. You guys are jerks.
Hey, who is the mystery lifeliner?
I don't know. Let's find out.
All right. Mystery lifeliner, identify yourself.
I have failed, and I will leave you alone now.
Oh! You could have had help
killer.
From Killer.
That
would
have been,
no
been
help.
The worst life.
Zero
line.
Help.
Thanks, Killer, for kind of playing along with, kind of like Junior and Gordo. They kind of played, too.
All right, 8:33 on the ticket. That's
so
enough, Killer. That's
you
plenty.
Stop talking.
That's plenty, Killer.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.